Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as missionsradio.org and on liveleadplay.com. So please go to parentpumpradio.com to leave your questions, comments, and suggestions. And please subscribe to our RSS feed so you can be automatically notified of new shows. So what's keeping you up at night worrying? And if you're a parent, of course, it's most likely about your children. 69% of Americans are losing sleep over financial worries. According to a recent survey, it is not just money, but it's healthcare, retirement, educational expenses. In fact, educational expenses have become even bigger than anxiety over regular ordinary bills. Creditcards.com found that 38% of Americans are actually losing sleep over healthcare bills, and 30% of people are having trouble even affording the premiums each month for the drugs and prescription. And then we're worrying about what we're teaching our children. I know as a parent, I'm always wondering if I'm teaching my children the right things about money and finances, and if I'm modeling what I need to teach them correctly. Because when our kids leave home, they need to know how to handle finances and challenges and the temptations of credit cards and other things that's going to face them. They need to be aware of the hidden dangers behind of all these offers, and that maybe even driving a used car isn't such a bad thing. So what is a parent supposed to do? What's the key to ending our financial worries? How do we help our children so they don't fall into that financial pitfall? Our guests today have been teaching kids and adults how to grow and protect their money for college funding, retirement planning, and wealth accumulation. With over 7 years of providing Money 101 talks to churches, college campuses, community forums, and even high schools, they are the regional vice president at Five Rings Financial, an educational-based finance company with a mission to better educate middle America on how money works. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the dynamic duo of Craig and Jamie Hemphorth. Hi, Craig and Jamie.
Thank you, Jackie.
So glad that you are here, because money, I think, is one of those things that we worry about, but I don't think enough people take the time to learn about it, which creates more worries, like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, we need to become kind of financial educators of our own selves. And I know that before this, Jackie, we were talking about Tony Robbins' book, and we're so happy that he wrote that book and brought such awareness to people. He's a really good person to read if somebody wants some further education.
Absolutely. And he's come out with two great books, The Unshakable and The Money, 7 Strategies to Financial Wealth, I think it is. And you know, when I was reading it, I was questioning, like, what he's saying, is it true? And then when I talk to you, you confirm, like, that's it. That's what we need to learn. I'm advocating the book. You are. I think that getting that knowledge will help the worrying a little bit more at night and getting more sleep. I'd like to know more about you. And I want to know why you guys are so passionate in this field of, you know, we have lots of financial advisors. So what's the reason you got started in this field?
Well, my reason was really kind of simple, Jackie. We lost a boatload of money in 2008. And we kind of looked at this and said, gee, I thought we knew better than that. We were caught totally off guard by both the, you know, decline in our real estate, decline in our savings and retirement accounts. And so our journey really started from that event where we said, what do we need to learn? And we went out and sought better advice. And as we learned it, we then decided we need to then share that with others.
So that's the education piece that we just talked about. You learned and then applied, right? What about you, Jamie? Same situation, or was there a different trigger for you as to why you started?
Obviously, when you're married.
Yeah.
You're kind of in the same boat. And my focus was, how is it that the wealthy can not work and earn money?
And they can ride the time, right?
And they know how to allow their money to work for them.
Absolutely. They don't worry about the 2008 crash or the Monday black market or anything like that. It actually probably works for them. They probably love it.
They do.
Then in your education and also your training and then your teaching, what was the problem, the main problems you were seeing?
I think that for me, Jackie, and I'm gonna say as kind of like I felt responsible for making some of our financial decisions as at that time a head of household kind of concept. I didn't understand safety and risk. And so I had too much of our future on what I'm gonna call the risk side of life. I was all in real estate and I was all in the stock market. And I didn't have any what I call now safe money set aside. And that's one of the lessons that we really learned as a couple was to now, and we almost call it drawing a line down the center of the paper and separating out our savings and retirement plan from our risk side.
So that's funny because most Americans think you buy a house, you save in the 401k, which is really mutual funds, sort of the stocks. So that's how we were taught. And our belief is that's actually safe. But what you're saying now is that's actually a risk.
Well, yeah, that's actually been shown to us if we look back three different recessions that, I mean, we have a declining middle class right now. And the reason we have a declining middle class is because all of their eggs are in those baskets. You know, they're in real estate and they know their 401ks. That's what the government told us was supposed to be there for our protection. And both those two items have the ability to go down in value. And that, of course, is what's really caused most of the problems behind for the middle class.
We're going to talk about solution that Jamie and Craig will share with us later on what to invest in the safe side. But before we go there, I know as a parent, I know what I worry about. It's money for the kids, money for the future, whether it's college, but then it's also just worry about money that I can pay next month's rent or food on the table and things that probably shouldn't be worrying. But I know there are parents out there who do worry about that. What else are parents worried about that you're seeing?
Parents are worried about healthcare. They're worried about if there are any pre-existing conditions with their children that may worsen as they develop. They're worried about college. They have no idea how they're going to come up with all this money. They're worried about inflation.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about some things and we have to set aside money. They're also worried about their retirement. They have no clue with so many advisors giving them so much information. Who to turn to and what actually, which advice is pertinent to them.
Absolutely. You just hit the nail. There's so many financial advisors and every networking event I go to, I get at least two business cards of financial advisors. And everywhere I go, it seems like they're like realtors. They're just everywhere. You don't know who to trust. And it is scary regarding what you were saying, Jamie, healthcare. I know I had my kids when I was older, closer to 40, 25 years, I'm getting ready to retire, but then also they're getting to ready to go to college or, starting to pay for college. So that's scary. My health is deteriorating. There's even more added expenditures. Is that something you're finding also?
Yes, obviously. There's no doubt that these are all valid and problems that we encounter daily. We have solutions. That's the good news. We've got solutions. And we, as Craig was mentioning, there is a difference between the investments that you make that you cannot afford to lose because you've set aside that money and it's a significant amount of money. And you need to know that it is safe and that you will not be at risk and lose it.
Okay, that's reassuring. And with, I think, diseases seems to be in a rise between cancer and, all these other scary diseases as adults, you're going to be able to help us feel safe on that too if we do get some sort of ailment.
Yes, we cover cancer, we cover heart attacks, we cover strokes, we cover the major catastrophic issues. Yes.
What do most people think or feel about money that's not true?
What we find is that most people feel that they need to have a lot of money to be able to feel secure. And in reality, what they really need to know is that they need to know that they have a guaranteed income stream to feel secure. We have clients that have a lot of money and they don't feel any more secure than people with very little money if it's not producing any income.
That makes sense. What people should be worried about is how much money can I get every month that can pay for my bills.
That's absolutely correct, because if we look at the strategy, just accumulating money in itself does not lessen your fear.
Yeah.
That's just an accumulation tool, because once you've now accumulated it, now your fear is, I'm going to lose it. How do I protect it? And then also, how do I make it earn any money that I can now live on? I mean, we live monthly.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And there's an old saying that there always seems to be more months than there is income. You know, everybody seems to run out of money about the 25th day of the month, you know?
Yeah. That's true, because if I knew that my retirement savings or my retirement plan will pay me, say, $10,000 a month, whether I go out and make more money or if I don't, or I go on vacation for a month, that really helps reassure that I can sleep at night.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's where, you know, in the U.S., we moved away from the pension system. You know, Europe still has a pension system. And the U.S. here about 25 years ago moved our individual retirement accounts and our 401k accounts. And we find that that guaranteed income is really lacking. I mean, when I talk to people from Europe, they talk about their retirement. First of all, they seem to be having a better lifestyle now as they're younger because they're not as concerned. They know that when they do retire, they're going to get this guaranteed income. We just need to go back to building our own pensions.
Okay. We have that plan. We create that plan for ourselves, and that's what you can do to help.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, I have kids, and I didn't get started on saving for a college for them. When is the right age, and what if you have, say, a preteen? Is it too late?
Well, there's an old saying, you know, in finances, it's kind of like earlier is better, but today is a good day. So as people come to us, surprisingly, it's, you know, a lot of times people come to us and say, look, my child is 11, 12, 13, and I'm starting to think about college. So then we have to down and sometimes have a hard talk and say, this is the reality. If you have a house, are we going to be refinancing the house? Are you going to be pulling money out of your retirement savings? Are you going to be getting loans for the children through grants and scholarships? Or what Jamie and I like to suggest is we like to have the child participate and actually assume that they are going to be having a job. I believe good money management for children is actually the child providing some of the income themselves.
Exactly. We'd like to have the children step up at some point, maybe in their 20s when they're out of school, maybe the latter part, and actually contribute to their own savings plan. Once that college plan has been implemented, they can move on to keeping that same account open for their savings plan.
Okay. But when I talk to parents, what we fear is once the kids are out of the house, they're 18, we're worrying is like, did I teach them the right thing about money? Because is it too late? And the answer is usually either I don't know or probably not. Very few parents are like, yes, I did teach him right. So I know you have a Money 101 class where you're teaching teenagers. Can you tell us what it's about and give us some tidbits on what we should be teaching our children?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Of course, the kids talk to us differently than they do their parents. So I know that when you give classes, you notice the same thing. When you have a group of children in the room, they're going to tell you much different stories than they are in front of their parents. So what we've been finding is that the children really, they don't want to spend their parents' income on their school. They would like not to. They feel guilty about it. They would like to think that they could be on their own, but they also don't have a real good understanding about how money works. Quite a few of the kids we talk to feel that they can run up debt on credit cards and then they can just do a bankruptcy afterwards. And I think that's part of the society problem of giving both parents and children access to too much credit. We need to be really careful and talk about how debt affects young children's lives when they start out.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think adults do that. They think that a credit card is free money, and then you wonder why our children are getting that message too.
Well, they're getting the message from the parents.
Yep. Because parents do it. What are some other things that you teach kids?
A child should, of course, earn their own money. They should have their own savings account.
What age do you...
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Yeah, you know,
As soon as possible.
I do remember my grandmother sending me money in my birthday card. And, you know, what's funny about that is we laugh at that because we all have kind of a memory of somebody in our family sending us maybe money on our birthday. And so at that point in time, you know, maybe you're 6 or 7 and you go down to the bank and you hand over the $5 or whatever the counter and you start your savings account. Well, that is a really good lesson in life that we need to get back to.
I see. So the chores are getting paid for it if they're at home until they can actually get a job. So they feel that feeling of success that they earned it.
But it's not only earning it, Jackie, it's about saving some too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that every once in a while we will run into a parent that will talk about their children, you know, like if you've earned $1 or you've earned $10, can you save 20% of it, $2 in an account, and then the rest is for you to go out and spend? We have to kind of get away from the fact if you earn $10, you can instantly go out and spend $10. So I think a good money lesson is to get them used to saving a little bit of what they earn and then put that in practice throughout their life.
I think that's a great advice. Do you have any tips or helpful hints that maybe you can give parents that they can at least start doing today to relieve some of the stress and pressure?
Yeah, we do start savings plans for children. It sounds crazy. We can start at 2 weeks old. And of course, you know, you're saying somebody at 2 weeks old doesn't have any idea about savings. But the point is as adults, we can, the grandparents and the parents, we can start a savings plan. And then we can start and sit down with the child and their plan and show them on paper. They can get involved in the budgeting and they can see the growth. They actually are learning good money management skills as the adults should learn, because let's face it, Jackie, a lot of the people we're talking to don't have any of the money management skills.
Well, our parents didn't teach it to us, so whatever we learned, we learned in the locker room.
In my locker room, that was called gambling.
What has been the greatest success that you have experienced, though, on the brighter side?
Well, I think Jamie and I talked about that. Why don't you go with what you feel, Jamie?
Oh, there's nothing more, absolutely, the best feeling when you can help a single mom.
Yeah.
A single mom with children, you are so vulnerable. She's worried about her job security. She's worried about her future because she's afraid to set goals, but she still has them in the back of her mind always. She never forgets about what she's really trying to accomplish in the long run. And you've got all kinds of problems and things that come up with the kids, and you're just barely coping with the day-to-day, year-to-year flow. And then there is so much going on in today's world. I mean, today changes on a dime. We're a phone call away or a notice away from sometimes complete disaster.
Yeah. You said the word plan and planning a lot. And in our life, we have a lot of plan. You know, if you have a business, you have a business plan. In your home, and while your kids are at school, they have a earthquake drill plan. And if you live in Southern California, we have backpacks of things to prepare if we do have an earthquake. It makes sense. If you had a financial plan, you would sleep better at night. And most people don't even have a plan. They just, like you said, they just buy a house and then they throw money in the 401k thinking that that is the plan. But what you're saying is that that is not a plan.
Well, our experience is that many of the parents are neglectful in opening up their statements. They are so hurt to opening up the paperwork and actually reading what's going on with their money. They would rather it just sit in an envelope unopened until it's tax day or the day before tax day.
But I have to tell you, I think that whoever created those statements had it done with somebody in China that didn't know English, because it's like reading an IKEA directions manual, because you can't understand it at all.
Yes. So there's no accidents here, okay? So we had a client last week send us his statement, and you know, it's 10 pages. So he says, can you tell me where my money is? It was a simple question, right? He goes, I know I contribute to it. Can you tell me where my money is? That's all he wanted to know. Yeah. You open up the statements and you actually, what HR departments and advisors are not doing a great job on, because they really don't want to, they're not showing people how to read these things. And it's really kind of simple. You know, you start off with a pie chart, and I always kind of joke at HR departments, they gave you three different pie charts. And I said, you probably chose the center one. And they said, yeah, we chose the center one. And I said, so, okay, now you've got the center one. I said, where's your money? And they go, well, it's in my IRA. And I go, so what's an IRA? And they go, I have no idea.
Yeah. And then that's not even counting all the hidden fees that they don't tell you on the statement. And then you're wondering what's happening with all your money. And the one thing I know is if the market goes down, you lose money, but they still get their fees.
Yeah.
Always. So they make out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's
the plan.
That's their plan, and their plan's working.
So that's part of, you know, when we're just talking to people about this risk and safety, I'm not stock market averse or equity averse or real estate averse. I just think people need to understand that a certain amount of money needs to be put in a safer position so that it's there for you in the future. And our plan for the safe money side of life is really simple. When the market goes up, your account goes up. If the market goes down, you don't lose any money. That's as simple as it is. We call it the escalator to retirement. You're always going up as opposed to the roller coaster side that goes up and down.
That's how the regular mutual fund and our 401k works, is you're riding that roller coaster, right? I just want to make it clear that most people are in the roller coaster plan, but you're saying the plan that you have, you don't have to ride that.
Remember, we're calling a lot of these things retirement plans. So why would our retirement plan risk going down 40, 50% before we retire? That's not a retirement plan.
And you have to pay taxes on it when you take it out.
Exactly.
And you have to pay taxes when you take it out.
Yeah, taxes. Yeah,
which is a big shock when we sit down and we talk to people. Usually the first meeting, we'll sit down and we don't know the people, and we'll sit down, we'll ask them where all the money is, and we'll kind of lay things out. You'd be amazed how many CPAs have never told their client how to get their money out of their retirement plans. And people kind of laugh and they say, well, don't I kind of make a phone call? And I said, well, yeah, you make a phone call, but it's a party phone. I said, your Uncle Sam is on the phone at the same time because he's been waiting for your retirement.
Yeah. His party, not your party.
Yeah.
What makes what you do different and better than the rest?
Well, I don't know about the better part, Jackie. I think what we really believe in is just education. We want people to understand what they're doing and what's available to them. And through education, then people can then decide how they're going to allocate their life, how they're going to live their life. And that education then reduces stress. And then when you then know that your future money for retirement is not going to go down in value, then everybody, every year we meet with our clients, we go over their statements. Almost every client every year says, how can I put more money into an account that doesn't go down in value?
Yes, because how wonderful is it knowing that wherever you're putting your most important money for when you need it, when you retire, you can't work, that it never goes down. Many of our products are tax-free. So at the very end, you're not going to be seeing Uncle Sam waving his hand saying, over here now, I need you to come over here and pay me. You built up this fund and now I want my tax money. And also, we're no fee brokers. So never will our clients ever have to look at their statements and see where we have taken money.
So let me tell you, listener, I'm going to give you guys a testimonial, because what you talk about is your product and how great you are. But I want to tell you guys that Jamie and Craig are very passionate and concerned for their client, their well-being, their welfare. They have a connection. They create that relationship that's very different. I've had financial planners before, and I just feel like I'm just a folder in one of their drawers. But Craig and Jamie get to know my family. They get to know what I'm struggling with. Like, they become your friend. You feel like they're your family member that's trying to help you. For me, it's great the way they educate, because I feel like I need to take a dummy's financial 101. And when you teach me and when you teach the class that I've been to, it's so easy to understand. It demystifies, because most of us don't understand all the pie charts and all of the numbers. But you make it so that the dummies like us get it. And so we're making a great choice and an active choice, knowing that you're like a family member. You're like that uncle that knows everything that helps us.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Jackie. You know what? We actually do take an active part in all of our clients' lives. In fact, I had one client out in the Valley, and I actually bought him the Tony Robbins book. He's a really busy executive, and so I mailed him all these books, and he calls me up. He said, why are you spending so much time with me? I mean, that was a sincere question, and I said, because I care. And he just couldn't get over that I'd actually mail him financial books for him to read so that he would better understand what his choices were.
That's the difference. We don't feel like a number or a client. You make it feel like we're family members, and that what affects us affects you guys. And that's precious.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
you have some very unique products in your armor, in your artillery. Can you talk about some of them?
I think that the first thing I'd like to bring up is that we draw pictures for people. We find that pictures actually help demystify it.
Yep.
You said the financial thing. So many people, if you were to show them a chart, they would glaze over. So what we want to do is first have people understand what we're trying to accomplish. And the phase one of that is what we call the foundation of the house. And the foundation of the house has to be strong and it has to always be there. And we usually start with what we call living benefit insurance. Now, insurance is one of those words where everybody goes, oh, I don't need insurance, except that what living benefit insurance does is it pays for all of the things that aren't going to be paid for in your life, all the medical expenses and all the things that come up. And so living benefit insurance pays for the strokes and the heart attacks and the cancers and the illnesses and all the stuff that's really bankrupting America, because health insurance is only paying for the doctors and hospitals. This is actually something you're buying to put money on the table so that you can use it either for an experimental treatment, cure yourself, go out of the country. You can use it to bring somebody in your house and pay for health care if you want in your house. It's your money. It's tax-free. And it's kind of like a big pool of money to dip into if you need it for medical emergencies. That's kind of what we call our foundation. And with that foundation, knowing that we've got medical covered, we can then move on to the next step, which is investments and growth.
Which is very important, because the medical issues typically will come sooner than you think. And you'll need quite a bit of money right away. And the money you want, instead of going to a facility, you actually want your own money going directly to you.
Yep. And I know you have some classes that are coming up. We'll talk about that. But if you go to Jamie and Craig's class, they draw these pictures so that it's better to understand, especially if you're visual like me.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of who the Five Rings organization is. There's like 3,000 agents across the United States, and we're all actually very, very passionate about helping people out. And as we call them, napkin presentations, because the philosophy is we're trying to move away from the words that advisors use that people don't understand. We're trying to move away from the pie charts that people don't know where their money is. We're trying to actually show people exactly how they can understand what their savings is doing for them.
Yes, and we're using vocabulary everyone can understand.
Yes, the dummies. The vocabulary is for dummies.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about your upcoming event, because I know you're hosting an event in May.
Yeah, we'll put together a link for your listeners. In Manhattan Beach, we're actually going to be providing what we call a Money 101 event, which is going to be May 23rd.
May 23rd at the private party room at the El Torito in Manhattan Beach between 6 and 8. And you can bring a guest.
Can you bring your kids too?
Yes, I think you can bring your kids.
Yeah. The funny thing is a lot of times we'll have children sit next to their parents in our events, and the child is writing notes to mom, something like, "See, mom, I told you the credit card wasn't a good idea," or something.
Well, you said start them early. They might as well get something out of it, even if it's only 10% or 20%. At least they're learning. And we always talk about parents modeling, being the model. And so if you're there learning about money, then in a way they're like, hey, my parents are.
And children are interested in money. You know, I mean, there isn't a child out here that doesn't want to get paid for their duties at the house. I mean, it's amazing how clean your house could be if you wanted to pay for it.
Yep. So we're going to have the link to sign up for that. That's May 23rd, you said? 2017. And then do you have other upcoming events that's ongoing?
Yeah, we also have a virtual class. If people wanted to send us a note, we could notify them of a virtual class that they could watch on their computer at home. And those are just given throughout the month. And I have to kind of know in advance, and then I sign them up for a virtual class.
We can post the dates of the virtual events, and then they can let us know what date mm-hmm. of virtual event that's taking place that they'd like to attend.
Okay, so that will be all on your website somewhere that they can sign up and find out more about it?
The virtual events are not, we actually have to be sent an email.
Okay, so they need to email you to get that information. We'll have Craig's email, and it's all in the show notes, how to get a hold of them. And I want to say thank you so much for educating us about this and giving us your time. Do you have any final last word to say?
Just from my point of view, I mean, we are passionate and we're committed. We feel this is what our service is, our give back to the community. We want to be able to touch as many people's lives as we can and do everything we can to keep everybody we know out of problems.
Jane? Yes, there's absolutely no feeling like having knowledge of what to do to meet your goals. And there's nothing better than having it keep kept from Uncle Sam when you really, really need it and when you really get sick that you're taken care of.
We call this the sleep well at night plan.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, listeners. Always be learning and always be growing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.